You're listening to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. Lawmakers are weighing the prospect of a special legislative session. In a joint op-ed, Senate President Ogden Driscoll and House Speaker Albert Summers said a special session would likely run between 8 and 10 days, and it would cost the state $35,000 a day. Driscoll and Summers said the legislators who are pushing for a special session, quote, created delay after delay during the budget session, unquote. And in doing so, those lawmakers, quote, squandered precious time, unquote. The legislative leaders said they would be more in favor of a special session if they could focus tightly upon Senate File 54, a property tax exemption bill vetoed last week by Governor Mark Gordon. Barring that, they say they will vote against returning to Cheyenne for a special session. Governor Mark Gordon vetoed a bill that would have made it legal to carry concealed firearms in public schools, hospitals, and government meetings. The bill passed the House of Representatives by a wide margin. But one education official felt the bill was flawed. Wyoming Public Radio's David Dudley reports.
Brian Farmer is with the Wyoming School Boards Association. He says that vigorous lobbying from gun advocates may have helped push a bad bill through the process.
I think the clear weight of testimony by stakeholders suggested that our current law in Wyoming that allows for local control, that allows colleges, schools, municipalities to make decisions on their own behalf, is a better policy position.
Gordon agreed. In his veto, he said that the bill erodes historic local control by giving the legislature the ability to micromanage a constitutionally protected right. The bill would have required state facilities, including the University of Wyoming, to seek legislative approval to restrict carrying firearms on their grounds. For KHOL, I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
Wyoming's only representative in the U.S. House spoke in favor of a bill last week which could ban transgender women from competing in the Olympics. Critics of the legislation say it sends a discriminatory and harmful message to trans people who already deal with high rates of depression and suicide. The architect of the legislation, Wyoming Representative Harriet Hageman, told the House Judiciary Committee that it was necessary to protect the privacy of cisgender women from trans women who might want to compete in the Olympic Games alongside them. Leha Spoonhunter is a Two-Spirit Wyomingite and a member of the Northern Arapaho tribe.
It sends a clear message to trans youth that when they get of the age to be able to qualify for the Olympics, that they will not be able to. And that's heartbreaking.
Spoonhunter says any enforcement of the ban would involve violating the personal safety and rights of trans people. The bill text itself does not specify how it will be enforced or by whom. Other lawmakers pointed to the fact that the bill addresses what they say is essentially a non-issue. Hageman says she hopes the bill will pass Congress in time for the 2024 Summer Olympics. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola Inkney.